rest of the gang's missing at the moment, but we're keeping our fingers crossed that Neil is going to make an appearance. Right. So we're going to get started.
Parenting's a thing.
We have no choice in that matter.
Nope.
But welcome back. We are two dads, the original two, the OG, navigating the films of our youth. And I'm super excited for tonight's because this one was definitely a nostalgia movie for me.
This is 100% a Pete pick.
This is a 100% Pete. Of which I'm going to probably pre-apologize for.
Well,
I'm not sure it's Dark Crystal bad.
No, the trailer was...
not good.
Dated.
There were some interesting choices. But I am super excited to see Louis Gossett Jr. to continue our Louis Gossett Jr. run here from Toy Soldiers into Iron Eagle.
Which, not once in the preview did they mention why it's called Iron Eagle. Is that the call sign for his dad?
No, isn't the, what's the F-15 fighters called? Are they the Eagle?
Pilots?
No, the fighter plane. Okay, I gotta...
Tomcat?
No, that's the F-14.
Oh, I'm sorry. If anyone has figured out, I have not seen this movie. I know the bullet points of it. A young lad.
Yeah, the F-15 is a strike eagle. Father. An F-15 is called the strike eagle.
But why is he the Iron Eagle?
Because
he's made of cheap iron and bends
easily.
He strikes
like iron.
Because Louis Gossett Jr. is rusty and needs to be polished. He's old.
So we're going to answer three questions tonight.
I'm throwing shade on this movie already.
Dude, you're like, you just grew a big oak tree. Like, wow, look at all this shade.
Bask beneath my canopy, bitch.
All of a sudden, I'm a cloudy day. We're going to answer three questions tonight. Question number one.
Does the movie hold up?
Question number two.
Should it be remade, rebooted, recycled, rejected?
Removed?
Reforged into a new Iron Eagle.
And question number three.
Should we have the kids watch it as punishment or reward?
This one might be a punishment.
We'll see. This was a bad preview, but what do you remember about it, Pete?
I remember that the kid who is flying, like, he's a kid. He's an 18-year-old kid. He's flying.
That's
an F-15.
A kid.
Yeah, he's a kid.
That's a kid.
It's definitely a kid. Now, when I was 11 watching this, I was like, he's a fucking grown-up, but, you know.
Look, I remember, I was telling this to Logan, when I was in third grade, the sixth graders seemed like grown-ups.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So 100%.
I get it.
So he would have, he had his Walkman in the cockpit with him.
Because he's a badass.
Because he liked to listen to his hard, heavy metal music, which
Kenny
was probably
Loggins.
Kevin Loggins. Kenny Loggins.
Kevin Loggins.
Yes, Kenny's death metal brother, Kevin Loggins.
That'd be amazing. This is my brother. Hi, I'm Kevin. I'm here to melt your face.
It's not the danger zone.
No, it's
the death zone or something.
Yeah.
Like, something like
I can
that.
See Kevin and Kevin, Kenny and Kevin having an argument. You stole my work, man. No, I made it more metal.
I just made it better.
You just yell my lyrics. You're lucky you're my brother.
I went to the danger zone.
Funny thing, I actually have a
death metal version of that song, don't
and
you?
And that's how it sounds.
Oh my god, you have to play it after the break.
I might do that.
We might have to make that a thing that's going to happen. You guys know the rules. We're going to go get some scotch. Actually, I think it's just bourbon tonight.
Oh, you say just bourbon. I'm excited.
It's Blanton's. It's going to be good. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to get some ice cream. Mm-hmm. We're going to watch this movie.
Neil will manifest.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed. He would always put a tape in of the music, like, right before he was going to go into battle.
You mean Neil would do this?
Well, yeah, but the kid. I don't even remember the kid's name in the
movie.
We'll
call him the kid.
The kid.
With a capital K. The kid.
It's Kenny, Kevin, and...
The kid.
And
Ooh,
the kid.
We just started, like, a boy band.
I can't wait.
Well, what do you remember? Like, what was the nostalgia part of this for you? Like, obviously,
you're watching... This came out, I think, the same year that Top Gun did.
So there was
a whole summer of going to see these, like, movies. And then you could see, like, you know, oh, here's the heads-up display with them shooting the missiles, and I've only got two Sidewinder missiles left. And then Louis Gossett Jr.
Don't give any spoilers.
No, but he was like, you know, he's the mentor, he's the hard ass. He's like basically playing the same character that he did in Officer and a Gentleman, but he's in a plane.
Oh, I love Officer and a Gentleman. And
we should probably put that one on the list. Hmm. Since we're in the Louis Gossett Jr. phase, maybe we can...
But we're also in October.
I got nowhere else to go!
Mayonnaise. So,
yeah. So,
okay. So you wanted to be in it. Like, this Pete wanted to fly an F-15.
Yeah. Top Gun was F-14 Tomcats. Iron Eagles was F-15 Strike Eagles. We were kind of waiting for the F-18 Hornet movie to come out that never materialized, you know.
What are we on to now? Are we on F-19s?
We're on, like, F-35s now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I do know that pilots now have a heads-up display that actually sees through the plane.
Yeah.
It's pretty baller.
That's terrifying.
And one time, I got to use...
So, like, they're in a Wonder Woman plane?
Kind of. Like, that's how it views. Like, they can look beneath their cockpit and, like, see the ground. They can look underneath their cockpit, Pete. Yeah. They can just see... Like, nothing's blocking their vision anymore. Before, it was obstructed by, like, the large cockpit throttle thing. And now it's completely clear.
You're gonna make me giggle fit. Stop.
I did once get to play with Air Force night vision goggles, and it was amazing. I did go outside and pee in the middle of the dark night, and it was great. I did get a single drop on my shoes.
Trial by stone?
Something like that.
Okay.
If, you know, peeing in the dark and knowing exactly where you're peeing in the dark, it's pretty amazing.
Not on your hands?
Exactly.
Well, that's fair enough.
More about my feet. Anywho.
So here we are. On that note, guys, we're going to go and watch this movie, and we'll be back momentarily. I have nothing witty to say at the moment.
You're already in the zone for the Iron Eagle zone.
I'm in the Iron Eagle zone. Yes, exactly. So let's go and do this, and we'll see you in just a minute. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Why did they call it Steel Eagle? Steel Eagle flows better.
Steely Dan?
Steel Eagle.
Cool Whip.
Platinum Eagle.
Okay.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Steel Hawks.
Let's go watch the movie.
Okay.
we're already recording.
Yeah. Good. Welcome back, everybody. We ironed that eagle.
We certainly did.
Was it like an iron-on patch, or is...
That's what I it took me forever. And I was waiting for them to tell us what the Iron Eagle was until the very end. And then we knew that he was the Iron Eagle the whole time.
That was really something, you guys.
Oh, God. Are you the Dragon Warrior?
Are you the Keymaster? No, I'm the Iron Eagle.
I'm the Gatekeeper.
If this had been a golf movie called Iron Eagle, that also would have played.
Oh, poor Neil.
Chappie was Chubbs, 100%.
Oh, 120%. Yeah, you called it. Yes. Yeah. Wait, I thought we were supposed to come back into you singing.
You mean the turnpike into the risky place? By Kenneth Loggins' brother Kevin.
Right.
Did.
Or Kendall.
Yeah, Loggins. Calvin Leggings. I've heard of him.
Kendall Leggings. Every song in this movie seemed
was
familiar.
A really shitty knockoff.
Yeah, like I
except know well, except for they actually had Twisted Sister. Not Come On, Feel the Noise.
Right.
But,
we're not gonna take it.
Thank you. Same song.
Yeah, that was their one song. Like, oh, I know that one. Everything else was.
Wait, are we even gonna be capable of doing a 2-sentence synopsis for this?
I mean,
Neil, you get to go first. Try.
I get to go first. Oh,
you get to go first.
I had one partway through, and then it was like, you brought up Tropical Thunder. It's like, I feel like I had the Simple Jack thing happen, where I flushed everything out, and then it's so hard to put it back in.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, everything about this was just like a really weak knockoff of other stuff that you've seen.
And there it is.
Well, it's if you took Top Gun and mixed it with Goonies... You got Iron Eagle.
Every actor, you're like, I can think of a better actor that seems just like that person. And they didn't get them.
In a world where they couldn't afford better actors, their whole budget was spent on Louis Gossett Jr.
Right.
Definitely not the end credits.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, when you settle in every possible way for the lesser option of the two, you come up with Iron Eagle.
Oh, man.
The main character, Doug, like, every emotion was off.
What emotion?
Exactly. Well, remember, like, in the beginning, he's supposed to be, like, fighting, like, this guy who's, like, challenging him or trying to hit on his girlfriend. I couldn't remember. And I thought they were all hugging. I thought it was like, oh, man, like, they're all buddies. Yeah.
He took the mountain road. Yeah. We'll never catch. Okay, so can we start there with the whole, I'm going to race your motorcycle with my plane.
Like, and not a motorcycle, dirt bike.
Again, knockoff.
Yeah.
But it was a Honda. So
yeah, his little red Corvette, and he was driving down the way. I mean, this made Con Air look like War and Peace. Like,
the nuances of Con Air were deeper in this movie.
Oh, Nick. Well, that's something. Nicolas Cage should have been in this movie.
It would have improved it. So he had a Mustang. Would have made more sense. He was like, I'll race you, you know, with your dirt bike with my Mustang. You know, well, I'm going to take the side roads, and you have to stick the main roads. So it'll be fair then. That would have made sense.
Would have made a lot more sense.
But a plane? Who races a plane?
Yeah.
And loses.
I guess it was supposed to be like those 50s movies where you see the two, like, douchebag greasers driving their cars towards the edge of a cliff, and who was going to stop first?
Yeah, but one of them's got a plane.
And
the other one can just, like, he can go off the cliff because he has wings.
But what did he do? Like, put bananas in the tailpipe or something? He's like, you sabotaged my engine.
Oh, yeah, I still won. He told me to loosen the oil pressure tap gauge. You could have killed me. Literally, flying a plane, you could have died. That's like murder.
Right. And again, what was at stake? They weren't, like, was it just bragging rights?
Like, this is only the first 10 minutes of the film. Like, it started, well, it even started off, like, before that, the opening sequence. F-16s flying, okay, not F-15 Strike Eagles, which I thought would be like Iron Eagle, makes sense. F-16 Falcons, no connection.
No, they're not eagles.
But I mean, everything they said, it was like, it sounded so filthy, like some, you know, he's like, really? Like, he didn't just sabotage the engine, he's like, I loosened the nuts of your on my faceplate or something. You're like, everything he said, it just made it sound like an awful sex scene.
Yeah, they're
you dropped your nuts on my faceplate, man. Almost crashed and burned.
Every time.
Don't worry. It's like I'm in there in the cockpit with you. My hands on the throttle are your hands, too. Weird shit like that.
Don't make it weird.
Yeah. And you're not even joking. Like, that's basically...
That was the dialogue. Again, 11-year-old me wrote this movie.
11-year-old you has some things to explain.
Have you guys ever seen, like, the comics Axe Cop? So, this is kind of like Axe Cop, where you get, like, the older guy who's on a lot of cocaine, he's got the younger brother who should have gone to bed, and they just came up with an idea for a movie, and then they really did it.
And then they made that movie.
It's like Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension, but bad.
Yeah.
Well, because there was no, like, it wasn't zany, it was just, this is ridiculous. Like,
how many Sidewinder missiles did they have?
37.
37
I counted. Per wing.
Yeah. Per wing. Oh, my God. There was, like, all the barrel rolls. I shouldn't have taken a shot at every time I saw a barrel roll. Like, I'm really fucked up right now.
Yeah, you're hurting, Pete.
Wait, you need to get off the ceiling, Pete.
Right. Two-sentence synopsis.
All right, you're going to go?
I can do this. I've got this.
I don't have one yet, but I'll wait till after you.
Doug is a hotshot Cessna pilot. Leader of the top crew of Cessna pilot enthusiasts who finds out that his father has been taken hostage after being shot down in Kyrgyzstan with his team of savvy, moxie-driven teens
Moxie.
And one stodgy old pilot.
Chappie. That's Chappie.
They're able to rescue his dad and blow the ship out of this country's air base.
They started a war and won it in about an hour, I guess.
Yeah.
They montaged the fuck out of that rescue plan.
Except they made it sound like your dad's going to be executed in 7 days. We've got to do something. And then they spent like 19 days making the plan. And they spent like a good 30 days training. So about a year.
And Chappie is like, you know who I need to do is get a kid who doesn't fly F-16s and train him to shoot down shit and blow stuff up. In like one afternoon.
It was more believable when Luke did the trench run.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
much more believable.
You know how to fly these? Yeah, I know how to fly one of these. Can you fly this? I flew a Cessna. It's just like, and I did a simulator. This isn't like the simulator. You were
shitty at this. What about that part when they're like, sorry about that mix-up, sir. These F-16s that are brand new, ready, that are fueled to fly to Spain, can that have all the extra missiles and guns with
but
keep them.
It, no, but that wasn't just like, whoopsie-doopsie, we got lucky. That was all part of the plan. They had, that's what they were hacking the computers to do, were to reroute. So that when they got there, they were going to use the regular shitty F-9s
Colonel MacGuffin got them to Spain and then...
Nope, there was the hotshot crack team he assembled was able to finagle them.
That was the montage of blueprints, I think.
And
sorry, I got confused with the montages. It was just...
Yeah.
There was like a montage of montages at one point, and I just got lost.
To put this level, it's like the gang from the Sandlot somehow finagled getting two F-16s... on a rescue mission. That is literally like what we're dealing with. Their resources were kids trying to get a baseball from a dog and somehow got F-16s.
Yeah. Well, getting a kiss from a hot girl equaled starting and winning a war. That's a very nice analogy.
I want all our listeners to think about when you were a kid, all the plans and the heists and whatever you did with your friends and had it suddenly pay off with an F-16.
I often listen to my kids trying to like say, oh, and then what we're going to do is like take this Lego ship and then it's going to like fly across the world and then like explode all of the bad guys in the other parts of the world. And then the spaceships are going to just like appear and then kill the dragon monsters that come up from the ground. And then I'm like, that's this movie.
That was
a 2-cent synopsis, by the
way. That said, like if we were critiquing the movie, it would be like a 1 out of 10. But as far as how much fun we had,
oh my god,
10 out of 10.
So much fun. This was a phenomenal good time.
I think you said it best about 15 minutes ago. We're laughing at you, not with you.
But see, this brings a classic fun. Dave, we had a great time.
This was,
but did the movie hold up?
Oh, good question.
Did the movie hold up, guys?
I would say 100% no.
But for what it is, it holds up as a piece of garbage.
You made the point, Pete. We didn't pay a single attention to any line of dialogue until it came out.
We watched this whole movie without listening to any dialogue.
And yet we missed nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
We were Mystery Science Theater 3000 all over this thing.
I think Neil actually said it best. He's like, you know what? This is great. I never have to watch this movie again. And then you chimed in, but Pete bought it.
Yeah. Fun fact, can't rent it anywhere, but you sure can buy it for $6.
For $6.99, and Pete did that tonight.
So Drunk Pete in a couple months is going to be diving back into the irony.
No, I am saving this moment. Saving and waiting to savor that day.
And wishing.
My poor son brings the car home late. And he's got school the next morning, and it's midnight, and I say, fuck you, you're staying up and watching this piece of garbage.
I feel like you've just answered a question.
This
is a punishment
movie. You just gone right.
I've maybe jumped the gun a little bit on my question, so yes, I'm going to go, spoiler alert, this is definitely a punishment movie for me.
Well, it does. What you were thinking is, as you were talking about how you're going to punish your kids with it, I was like, well, we just skipped right to 3, and 2... And I was thinking to myself, well, what is this movie missing? Like, what I enjoyed about Toy Soldiers was that it was a...
coherency.
But it was zany, but all the adults were like, that's terrible. We can't have kids trying to, like, do this. That's a terrible, terrible idea. And then they're left with no options. And, mm-hmm. I guess we got to go with the kid plan. At no point in this movie did the adult say, you know what?
Louis Gossett Jr. is a fucking retired colonel in the U.S. Air Force, and his thought is, what I need is a ragtag bunch of kids right now to help me plan this rescue.
Well, and then...
because he was working on a rescue plan, too.
So
he was like, you know what? That is a good idea, because I've been working on a rescue plan, too. We should team up. You're a fucking adult.
So... this is what I think would have made sense. Like, how it maybe would have played a little bit better is you keep everything the same, but you have it where, like, he's making the plan and the kids, you know, steal resources and get all the things and help him with this plan. He's like, I'm going to go in and I'm going to rescue your dad. But then something happens, like, where he's about to do it when he has a heart attack and dies or something like that. Like, he's, and now, like, the plan's shot and this kid says, I'm going in, and he just steals the plane and does the mission because he's been with them the whole time. It's a terrible idea. They're like, don't do it. But
the kid gets shot down the first moment he gets into enemy airspace. Movie's over.
Well, yes, that's how it would end. But if they had carried on with realistic. the rest of the movie, I at least would be like a little better writing. This, they try to make it like, you know what? Whatever. He's a kid. He's a good pilot. He can do this.
Can I just say, in the reboot, I want William Shatner as the Minister of Defense. Bad guy Minister of Defense.
Do you want him also to be from Quebecistan?
The King of Jordan, the bad guy there?
Yeah, bad guy. That's got to be Shatner.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I don't know. First, he's got to survive his space jaunt. Well,
I hope he doesn't have unrealistic expectations of what space is like.
I'm sure he's like, where are all the alien women out here?
For me to kiss and make out with. Why are they not green or blue?
That's a little Nicolas Cage right there. That was like Shatner Cage.
Oh my god, that's fucking brilliant.
Shatner Cage.
Oh god.
We should have Nicolas Cage in a Star Trek movie playing Kirk going full Shatner.
Oh my god, my head hurts.
Shatner Cage would be a great pen name. If I ever write my memoirs.
By Shatner Cage.
Oh my god. Nom de plume. Right. Shatner Cage.
Okay, we digress, if you could reboot I don't know, the hard part is the premise is so terrible.
I don't think this movie should ever, this should be buried in the desert in Arizona with E.T. the game.
Well, this would like, be the same is, of like, oh, you need to help this you know, mission went sideways, we need to send in a SEAL team, the SEAL team's busy, we'll send in the Frog Brothers. Yeah, the Frog Brothers, they can go in and get people out.
Yeah.
And I would like watch that movie because Frog Brother for Life. But come on.
This movie ranks in my top 10 worst of movies of what we've done on the podcast. Although I was thoroughly entertained, but it is absolute garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just so, like, the premise is so dumb.
So dumb. So fucking dumb.
Yeah. And it's been, this is what's been parodied so many times. Like, Hot Shots. And
Hot Shots Part 2.
Yeah. But they took it so seriously. They played it straight the entire time.
They really did. Like, everyone even Rambo didn't play it this straight.
No. They all played it straight.
There were a lot of not straight moments.
Still my favorite line in any podcast we've done was your... Rambo didn't miss a single shot. Except with Co.
Only with Co. Yeah, and then Sylvester Stallone's like, I guess she's going to die.
So, I kind of want to stick on question two for just another moment, though. Because
absolutely.
Neil, you had some really great character actors that should have been some of these parts.
Yeah, they all did. I mean, Rob Lowe could have easily been the main character.
Would have been a much better... Although, old choice. Rob Lowe could have been the dad.
Sure. He could now.
He could now. Like, if we did it now,
yeah,
I'd want Rob Lowe as the dad.
Ooh. I was going to go,
who are you going
to
go with?
Well, I was going to Treat Williams play the Chappie character, because he actually is a pilot.
That's fair.
I'm just saying.
Go with that.
But I just want
Chubbs from Happy Gilmore to be lifted into this movie and play Chappie. That's all I can see now.
Still do that. We can still do that.
With the whole hand, like the long arm and everything.
And he's like...
I lost my arm.
You see his club hand on the controls? Like,
it really doesn't fit at all.
He could just have it like he goes to pick up... That's how they do the rescue. He just reaches his arm out of the cockpit and just picks up somebody 30 feet off the ground.
Scoops him up.
Like with a bowler's arm.
Hold on to my strong hand.
It's my working hand.
Oh my god. What about some of the sidekicks? Oh, Styles was
Teen
in this.
Wolf.
From Teen Wolf was
that
in this.
That blew my mind.
And Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds.
Was really odd, because you just see him as Lamar. He's Lamar.
He's just Lamar.
Well, and he had that dance scene that really was just...
Oh my god.
Senior prom.
What was Footloose Dance Hall doing in this movie?
Again.
Okay, so he was high school senior... I guess it was their prom, because he was only a month away from graduating.
Wait. So
I think that's the story arc.
Wait a second. That means that his dad was, like, locked in that prison for, like, a month? 2 months or something like that. And they made it sound like he's going to be executed in 5 days.
No, but I think it was, I don't think they, we didn't listen to the dialogue, so I don't.
It's 3 days, some indeterminate amount of time. They're going to execute him. Like, they brought it all up, and then suddenly, like, he's graduating, there's prom, there's a montage. Like, the timeline on this is all over the place.
Again, to be fair, we have no idea the words that were spoken.
Every time they mentioned a time, I was trying to track that.
Okay. And I believe you.
I'm just saying.
I believe you.
I'm confused. Like, they're wasting time. Like, oh, let's do...
This was so much fun to watch. I just had such a good time watching Neil watch this movie.
Yeah. Watch it with friends.
Definitely watch it with friends, guys. We probably should have had more than one whiskey, because that would have made it a little bit more bearable.
God, you could drink every time, like, the main character just stares, like, vacantly slightly off camera.
So that's definitely one drink. The barrel rolls.
The barrel roll game is a risky game.
That's a risky game, the barrel roll game, because just in that last sequence, like, it seemed like every single time that there was going to be any sort of, like, gunfire, they had to barrel roll first.
Yeah.
I'm right behind him. Okay, then what are we going to do? Well, we're going to barrel roll and then shoot.
I think anytime he presses play on his tape deck,
that'd be a good drinking game.
Yep. God, you mean his jam... What is...
It was a Walkman.
Lamar call it? Yeah, but these are some jamming tunes.
Oh, this is jamming... Yeah, something like
something
that.
Something so... Oh,
something
boy.
Terrible.
I feel like when they were doing... Obviously, when they're filming the movie, there's no music playing. And I bet they're like, don't worry, guys. We're going to get some really cool
fix
things.
Fix it in post.
We're not getting AC/DC, you know... Some
great
Van
song,
Halen. It's
man.
Gonna be really bitching.
Right. Is that Freedom Rock? We'll turn it up.
Yeah, we got Calvin Loggers.
Well, they did get Dee Snider.
They did.
That was their one budget. Like,
and,
what we
no,
got?
And music? There was some Tina Turner in there, and there was some.
Oh, there was the Godfather of Soul himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, the G-Foss.
They spent all their money on that, and they're like, "Well, what do we do now? I guess it's just elevator music."
End credits, like, written by Commodore 64.
They skimped on the actors, guys. Let's not lie to ourselves.
And the dialogue.
And the writing.
And the writing.
So all the money went into the footage that they stole from, like, Top Gun. Like,
they definitely spent all the money on explosions. Like, everything exploded. Total 80s trope of everything explodes.
They were, but those things were popsicle sticks. We're not talking about Jerry Bruckheimer explosions.
No, but this is where Jerry Bruckheimer was like... Jerry Bruckheimer worked on the explosions in this movie as, like, an intern when he was younger.
It's like, boy, you know, I love movies with explosions. If I ever get to make films, guys, it's going to be tons of explosions.
But I'm going to do it so much better than they did it on this movie. Well, I'm going to spend all my money on it.
Imagine this with more money.
Like, actual money. Remember, this is how they did it. You would see a quick shot, like the missile, like, fall, like, drop, like, literally detaches, and then quick cut to exploding model.
Yeah, a millisecond later, toothpicks everywhere.
Yeah.
tiny fire.
Oh, man, it was like, oh, look, we have this beautiful, beautiful, you know, 120th... Beautiful baby model.
Beautiful babies.
Beautiful babies. You got these big claws, man.
So money.
Don't even know.
It's just going to blow up in your face.
Yeah, we could have watched that movie and then just done the trailer for this movie and then just pretended we watched this, but people would have watched it and only didn't watch it.
So, to be fair, I'm kind of glad that I forced you to listen to the audio of the preview and then you watched the preview.
Oh, I watched
tonight.
The preview.
We actually had the whole movie in 2 minutes.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, we didn't miss anything.
Nope. Nice.
Didn't miss a...
But how many sequels did they make? 3 or 4?
16.
150.
I'm telling you,
When we were looking on Amazon, there was Iron Eagle 2, there was an Iron Eagle 3, and then there was like Iron Eagle 5, The Waterfowl, or just something like that.
If they don't have an Iron Eagle on the Wings of Freedom, I swear to God I'm going to riot.
Iron Eagle 9, Sparrows Flying Home, or just, it was just all sorts of shit.
You know, at that point, it's all about drones and how drones are taking over, but... You know, this crack pilot thinks it needs to be a human holding the throttle.
When I was a kid, I actually had... Obviously, when I was a kid and I saw this, I thought this movie was the fucking bomb. This movie was awesome. It was right there with Top Gun.
Because, again...
They were the same movie to me.
Right there
kids
with it.
Would love
like, I couldn't
movie.
Tell which one I wanted more. But I wanted there to be a crossover between, like, Top Gun and Iron Eagle. I distinctly remember, like, in seventh grade, I'm sitting there going, oh my god, they should have them together.
I can just see how this goes down. Maverick, there are two bogeys on your tail. I can't seem to shake them. Whoa, who's that? That's our new pilot. Who's he? Chappy. Iron Eagle.
He's Chappy.
He always seems to talk about Chappy.
South African robot.
Oh. Oh my god, that's right. I wasn't even thinking that. Holy shit.
God, what if they give him a call sign's Chappy? Oh, here, I have some chapstick right here. What?
Oh, no, no, his call sign's Chapstick. They just call him Chappy.
Well, terrible, you know, yeah, the world is a weird place, and they made a lot of these movies, and I don't know why.
I don't know why.
I don't know how these kids keep getting a hold of F-16s.
We waited how many decades for Top Gun 2?
We're still waiting. They've Meanwhile, made the movie. We've seen the preview.
Iron Eagle 5000, yeah.
Oh, my God. Next, we should have MSK'd this one. This one, yeah. Guys, if you could have listened to the commentary during the movie, because we were trying to drown out the commentary itself.
Right.
The dialogue. Yeah. Oh, my God. That was
lack thereof.
Lack thereof. What do you want to watch next week, guys?
I feel like we should do a horror movie.
Well, it's October. Halloween. It's October.
Yeah.
We're at that time of year, yeah.
You know, there is the new Halloween movie coming out. We could go back to the beginning.
The original Halloween?
The original Halloween.
Or the original Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
There are a lot of weeks in this month, guys.
Okay, so, I don't know. Which one?
Oh, that's a tough... The original? Like, I have to admit, there's pros and cons to each. I think Halloween is a pure movie and might still hold up more.
But I think Friday the 13th might be a better podcast episode.
Because it's pretty campy.
I see what you did there. Yeah.
Ha. Yeah.
Camp Crystal. Yeah, okay.
Camp Kenny Crystal Loggins. That's the risky place right there.
What day is next Thursday?
I don't think it's the 13th.
Oh. Is it? I think it is.
Oh,
no, it's the 14th.
That's the 14th, because so we'll Wednesday's the 13th.
Wednesday's the 13th next week. We could do Wednesday the 13th. We could do Friday the 13th on Wednesday the 13th.
We could do might it. Be able to swing that.
Okay, let's do it. I want to do one that's a good...
All right, let's do Friday the 13th.
Because I don't think I'm going to be as scared watching Friday the 13th as I would Halloween. That movie creeps the fuck out.
And if we don't, we'll fix it in post. It's all fine.
Let's tell everybody we watched Halloween.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, guys.
Yeah, but you would get your Shatner, though.
I do.
Get Shatner in Halloween.
Oh, yeah. It's true. I could get some. It's been so long since I've seen Shatner in a movie.
Well, technically in a movie.
Technically.
Because it's his mask, which is his face.
I know, but it's there.
It's there.
He's there.
Wouldn't that be amazing if he got credit for it?
How about we just do an audible...
Friday the 13th.
It'll be a surprise.
Friday the 13th. Okay. We should just... I feel good about it.
All right. Any parting shots?
I had a lot of fun.
What about the Hades missile?
Nope.
Death Blossom?
That dropped a wall of fire that just flummoxed the army.
We can't go around
the bullets really seem to go through this wall of fire. Our trucks, I need two brave men if I can find any.
The answer to everything is no, but I still had a lot of fun.
Get out of that plane and your flight suit. What, you want me naked on the fucking runway?
All of a sudden, was are we suddenly in Rounders again with the Russian?
It was, yeah.
I'm not satisfied.
No, my kids are going to watch Top Gun. You can be damn sure of that.
Just not this one.
Wow, this was amazing. Are there any other movies like this?
Should we do Top Gun?
Didn't we do Top Gun already?
No, we didn't.
We've
never done Top Gun. Because it was one of those ones that we kind of decided that like it was too iconic to do.
Well, it should be on the list.
It is. It should definitely be on the list.
All right, but one thing I would like to talk about... The plan to rescue that, because the whole time the premise of this movie was, how is he going to rescue somebody in an F-15?
F-16.
Excuse me, F-16. It's not like he can just, you know, kick out like a little rope and have his dad grab on as he hovers by.
The Hades bomb gave a wall of fire that he could, on the runway, so he could land on the runway and then stop the plane with the...
Run out, pick up his dad,
get him... Back,
and then carry
the fire
back.
Is still burning then, on the
look,
runway.
Everybody here has been on a plane. How long does it take for a plane to like, all right, now I'm going to taxi, turn around, okie dokie, and here we go. Like, at that point, you're shot, blown up. They even had missiles.
Yep.
This movie should have ended in a fireball.
To quote Neil, never again.
All right.
All right, guys.
I'm spent.
I'm spent.
Wait, I'm not spent. We didn't even talk about the fact that, like, through the whole beginning of the movie, we see a group of, like, kind of geeky guys in their cool, like, airplane jackets who like to fly Cessnas, who, you know, suddenly, when it comes time to do the heist, there are two random girls show up. Girls we have never seen before.
Yeah.
So they show up like, all right, guys, let's do this. And they're like, okay, good, glad you're here. Where did they come from?
That's why it's a porn.
Their dad had the intelligence.
Yeah, but, like, all of a sudden...
So when you... Pay attention, guys. They were all kids of the officers at the airbase.
Oh, I got there, but at no point did we ever see these girls on any other thing involving these kids at all until suddenly they're at a cool clubhouse, which is, like, cooler than the actual base that
euphemism for.
This was a porn.
Yeah.
All right, that this was a porn.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do. Turnpike to a risky place.
Take you right into a risky place.
Shut up, Kenneth.
Kevin Loggins.
It's pronounced Corbin. It's pronounced Corbin.
Corbin?
Corbin?
Corbin.
Colwyn.
Coldman.
Curvy.